Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 16 of the Juvo Hub podcast, the helping hand in property management, a podcast for all of us, whether we're in school or we've been in the industry for years. It's an opportunity to have some great guests bring to us their knowledge and their experience. And today we have another fabulous guest who's going to talk to us about the human interaction. Where has it gone? But before we get into that, let's welcome again Mark Howell from Howell Creative Concepts as our co-host today. Mark, good to have you with us.
Yes, thank you. It's exciting to be here. This is a topic that I love talking about. So we're going to have a good conversation today.
For sure, for sure. And our guest as well, Jamie Lee from Integral Property Management. Jamie, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, we're so grateful to have you. And a very intriguing topic, the human interaction, where has it gone? So Mark, what's the show about? What are we going to be covering? And then we get to hear some thoughts from Jamie. I can't wait.
Yeah, absolutely. So Jamie and I, listen, you and I can talk about this topic for hours. So we're going to try not to take everyone down a big rabbit hole with us. But I know I'm passionate about it. You're passionate about it. And so I want you to tell me a little bit about what you've done just in your organization or personally as an educator, a trainer in our industry. What are you finding about this human interaction? So look, we know we're in a pandemic right now, and that certainly has changed how we do business. It has changed the entire sales cycle. But what I'm worried about or would love to talk about is, why should we be focusing more on the human interaction? I know I talk about it all the time with people, but I want to hear your perspective. So I have a couple questions for you, Jamie Lee. First, like, why do you think that the human interaction is missing today? And what is so different now with the sales cycle during a pandemic? So let's get started just right off the bat. Like, what have you struggled with the sales cycle during this pandemic and the human interaction, whether it be there or not be there?
Mark, I agree. This is a passion for both of us. And for years, we have just gone through, you know, our regular way of doing things, which is meeting the customer at the door, walking them through apartments, creating that connection with them. We used to call it, remember, building rapport. But actually, it's so much more than that. It is making a connection from one human being to another. And that is what has now, during the pandemic, we are not meeting face to face anymore. We are not getting to hold each other's hands through this whole process. Everything is now done digitally and electronically, and it just has removed the whole human element. And the steps that we have taken very specifically is to really amp up our websites and our virtual tours and stuff. But the hard thing has been really keeping that connection and having our agents realize it's still just as important to reach out, you know, to that person, to walk them through the virtual tour together, not just say, oh, go take a look at it, you know, at your convenience and call me back, you know, if you have any questions. That's not the way to lease apartments ever. And especially now during a pandemic, when everybody needs to feel connected in some way.
Yeah, it's true. You know, it's funny. We, back in my day, you know, 20 something years ago, we always said that, well, people will lease from people they like, right? And that never has changed. So how are you going to like me if I'm not in front of you? You know, like, take away this big mouth, this loud voice and my personality, then all you really have are the four walls, the brick, the mortar, the glass that's in the apartment. So I find it fascinating that during this time, We're going to talk in a minute about this slippery slope of where our sales cycle is really going today, and even how it has changed the banking industry. So if you think about the banking industry, I'm sorry, I didn't say that the right way. The banking industry years ago, people would always go inside a bank to do business, right? Mm-hmm. Well, now we don't need to do that anymore. We haven't had to do that in years. I can't even remember the last time I was actually in a bank. So one of my bigger fears, human element away and bring in these AIs, the artificial intelligence, we're teaching our consumers that they may not need us at all one day. But I would love to hear from you. So before COVID, let's go back to the good old days. Before COVID, what was your biggest or best strength that you guys felt like you possessed at Integral?
I think it's our people. You know, we are an affordable business model, so we've got all the layers of income. And our leasing teams, our office teams, are always needing to connect on many different levels as far as, you know, seeing people and touching people and having them come into the office. And that has been one of our strengths. I mean, just the ability, the flexibility of our leasing teams that are with the people. Yeah. And there.
So what would you say has changed now? I mean, that is good news and bad news. The good news of that is you can admittedly say, like, our people are what keep us profitable, right? That is what makes us a great place to live. But now with this human interaction being so, you know, missing from the sales cycle, what has changed? How do you teach your employees to try to build back in that human interaction during a tour today? Tell me some of the techniques that you guys are doing.
Well, and you're exactly right. If we're not in some way face-to-face, it's just not. I mean, you think about your home, the place that you dwell is your largest payment every single month. Mm-hmm. Car payments are not as much as rent, you know, on and on. And you've got to keep that connection, because we're not talking about buying something off Amazon that you can return if you don't like it. This is your home. So one of the things when all this, you know, first shut down, just like everybody else in America, we got Zoom accounts for everybody. And I literally walked every associate, every office associate that we have through my home, showing them how to, you know, I had my tablet and I did it on my phone sometime, and I would walk through and go, "Hi, I want you to take a look at your kitchen." And I'd be zooming them through my kitchen. Then I would flip it around so that now it's back like selfie mode, where now we are looking face to face together. Mm-hmm. And teaching them, they all had to come back to me on a Zoom and do the same thing to show me what they were looking at, their living rooms, their patios, whatever, and then flip it around so that we're having face-to-face conversation. I think that was one of the biggest things, was just getting comfortable with the technology and moving it back and forth so that it is face-to-face, yet we're still seeing the same thing.
Let me ask you while we're talking about that, because it's funny, as I work with different property management companies and tried to teach many different associates the art of toggling back and forth with a camera or iPad to keep that human interaction, you know, bring it back so we're looking at your face and you're asking them a question. I found a lot of people would say to me, "That makes me nervous." And I would laugh and I would say, "What's the difference if you had them in front of you and they were looking at your face, or over the phone and looking at your face?" But it's funny, I was met with this sudden like roadblock where people were almost intimidated by turning the phone around to show them their face. And I said, "Guys, your face is your face is your face. You know, like, it's the same face." So how do you teach someone, or how do you overcome that fear of, "Well, that makes me nervous"?
Well, I asked them, how many selfies have you taken in the past 6 months? And everybody go, oh, well, you know, 200.
Yeah.
And I said, it's no different. The toggling back and forth is just like taking a selfie, only when you reverse it, now you're looking face to face with the person instead of just looking at yourself. And once you put it on that level, like how many selfies have you taken? People go, oh, okay, wait, I get it now. And it just, everybody's hungry. We want to see each other. And that's what I kept enforcing over and over and over, reinforcing, is people still want to have that connection. A lot of people are literally on lockdown and they want to see another face, and they want to see that face more than one time.
Yeah, that's very important. Great to bring up too, because this whole topic, the human interaction and why is it missing it? It's important that we as sales associates remember that many people that are out looking for a home in these, you know, very unstable times and let's face it, just unrest world we live in, they're dealing with something emotional too. And like you said at the beginning, their home is one of the biggest purchases that they're going to make, right? It's also one of the most stressful things to ever have to go through. I think they say a death, a marriage or divorce, buying a new home or moving, and then a new employment or something like that, or like some of the most stressful things that a human can go through. And now we're in this world where we have taken that, you know, interaction, that kindness, that smile, that caring tone out of the equation. And we're just handing people keys and saying, hey, go show yourself an apartment, you know, your new home. It's sad because I think for me, that's how I build a relationship with people, is I really truly get to know them and I get to know what's important in their life. But how are you taking tours right now? Is everything kind of back to business as normal? Are you offering all three different like live tours or walk-ins, or is it appointments? Is it virtual? And are more people wanting virtual versus live, or the opposite?
All good questions. Self-guided tours work great for some people. And we made the decision not to do self-guided tours. And that's just, it's worked for us. Yes, on the digital or virtual tours on our websites, we have not opened our offices back up for people just to roll in without appointments.
Yeah.
And we're leaving our space during the office hours for residents that need to come in, because, you know, we're maintaining the social distancing. We can only let so many people in at one time and still maintain that type of distancing. So the front doors are not just thrown open. It is absolutely by appointment. And we are doing all of our leasing, our touring, from our tours, from our virtual tours. And I got to tell you, Dawn Barr did our Matterport videos for us. She is amazing. And I want to offer that out there as a resource to anybody that's listening. Her Matterport videos, you're welcome to contact me if you want more, but she is a member of the Atlanta Apartment Association now, and her work is incredible and very reasonably priced too. Very.
And explain that a little bit more to me. Dawn Barr does, is this the videos of all of the apartments and the very detailed? So if you're looking for someone to help you in this time, and let's face it, you know, a lot of people that I've talked to recently say, oh, well, you know, we're on the tail end of where we were in March, but I don't think so. As we see, I think we could be facing with, you know, going back to more of the virtual aspect of touring, and we have no idea what the next few months will bring. So I do know that what has happened has certainly changed the way some people will want to do business with us, right? So if we're not offering our prospect the ability to choose which tour would be most effective for you, a live appointment to come in with me, or a virtual, I can, you know, and what I mean by virtual is either looking at a pre-recorded video or me hosting a self-guided tour with my phone and you stay where you are and all that kind of stuff. But so I think that's great that she does that for our industry.
Well, I I want to break that down a little bit, because when I started looking for these, Matterport is just a type of a camera that's used that's taking this sweeping shot, and then you move it 8 feet, and then it takes another sweeping shot, and then when it's all linked together, it makes a tour. A lot of these, you have to run your finger along the floor. I call it chasing mice. And that's how you move through the apartment, is by moving your finger along a screen. Well, I get stuck on the roof from the ceiling, and I can't ever get back down to the ground when I do those. So the thing about Dawn's videos that are so amazing, they're Matterport, but when it starts, you're looking at the dollhouse view, which is like looking down, then it automatically takes you into the front door and starts moving you through like a video. You can stop it if you want to, and then move it with your finger like on the mouse. But if you just let it keep going, it's literally walking you through the apartment home. And that's amazing. You can stop it, and then it's got a measurement tool. Mm-hmm. So like if you're standing in the middle of the room where you stop it, you can put the ruler up to the left, put the ruler up to the right, and it'll tell you the dimensions of the room, which is also an amazing tool to have.
I'm so glad you could bring that up. That's so incredible, because when I think about a virtual tour, the one thing that is missing from the prospect's perspective is they can see and they can hear, but they can't feel. They can't feel the space of the room, you know. And that is a huge obstacle, in my opinion, is that if I have a camera and I'm showing you this vacant apartment, and I'm trying to explain to you how spacious it is, that you really can't see that very well. So that tool would be very beneficial, especially when the salespeople don't know the dimensions of the room itself.
Right. That's funny, because wasn't that always the thing? Somebody would go, well, how big is the room? And I'd go, well, it's big enough to fit a king size bed.
Yeah, it's hilarious. I do catch people in that a lot when I try to shop a lot of the people that I work for. And when I am calling their properties and I say, you know, hey, can you slow down a little bit and go back into the main bedroom closet? How big is that? And it stumps them. Like, it's funny that you're taking these virtual tours, not honestly, like 100% prepared for all of the obstacles that you might encounter. But interesting. I love that Dawn Barr does that. So great. What is your advice to anybody in this industry, sales related, as far as virtual touring? What do you say to somebody? You know, like, let's say that there's a new generation of salespeople coming up. And, you know, I have some people that don't know how fun this business was, like you and I do, that they just started in the middle of this pandemic. And so what they're learning is so crazy to me. I'm like, oh, no, that's not how we used to do things. Or I promise you, it's a lot more fun than that, you know. But what would our advice be to some new generation, you know, that doesn't really understand how it used to be? How do we keep them engaged with the human interaction?
I think it's important for everybody to leverage technology. Mm-hmm. I mean, we absolutely must do that. But I think it's also important to constantly be referring to these new associates back to the basics. You don't know what the basics are yet. And then go back to the greeting. I mean, how you greet someone is critical. Standing up, smiling. I mean, how many times have we said those words? You know, stand up, smile. It's a universal sign of respect to stand up.
For sure.
And, you know, to do those type things. And when you're, you know, on a computer, you can't stand up, you know, that you can't show that respect. So we have to find new ways to do that. But we will not always be in the middle of a pandemic. And I tell these new associates, we're still going to do business the old school way once we're able to. And sure. I teach them the basics of standing up, the greeting, building rapport, polite. What's wrong with polite? Having good manners. And we have to, you can still communicate good manners and being polite and being kind, even when it's virtual, even if you're just on the phone with them.
I think that does make all the difference in the world. If that's the only human interaction that we have to work right now, what's that old saying? Your first impression, you never get another chance to make another first impression or something like that. And it's the same thing. That first impression, whether it be virtual, over the phone, they're going to make a decision to either want to do business with you or not. And I always say this, let's face it, the consumer today is much more savvy than they ever have been. So if your phone is ringing, they've already vetted you out. They've already gone online and looked at what you have. They know what your prices are. All you have to do is exactly what you just said and put a smile on your face and be as accommodating and as polite as you can. So I think it's funny to me when I hear or listen to calls and people don't have, you can tell when someone has a good human interaction in their tone, right? And I'm like, guys, if your phone is ringing, then you already have something that they want. They've already done all of their research. It's not like back in our day where we had to really sell them over the phone. You know, these consumers today are so savvy, so stinking savvy. But well, I have loved our conversation and just your advice and everything that that we've talked about. Thank you so much for being a part of the show.
Yeah. Oh, it's been my pleasure.
A couple of things that struck me too, Jamie, just like to Mark's point of, I was listening to this other show and the generations that we have coming in that are going to be renting apartments. And you know, a few years ago, it used to be, well, reviews was the big deal and you need to have reviews and so on. And it seems like the touch points continue to grow as far as people making consumer-based decisions. So a huge hat tip to you and your team to kind of like taking all those barriers out of the way and making the experiences as beautiful and wonderful as possible, you know, because they're more used to it, I think, now than some of us older ones. You know, it's like still a little bit challenging to look past that camera and believe that people are on the other side of it and keep that that level of human interaction going and you know, imagine somebody smiling on the other end. I heard one time too before, it's just, you just got to keep that keep that visual in mind. Yeah, great interview. Man, I'm live. Like, so important. So important. Just because you've got this device in your hand, or I love the iPad thing, walking around with that, doesn't mean we lose the relationship that we can build and connect with people. You know, they're renting a home. This is their home.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Make it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, got to make that connection. So yeah, beautiful, beautiful. Nice having you on the show today. What we love to do, Mark and I, is to provide an actionable tip. So you as an educator, and I think you said before the show, how many years you've been in the industry now? 30, what did you tell us?
36 years, and I started when I was minus 10 years old.
Minus 10, of course you did. Yeah, exactly.
I hate to say 36 years because then automatically people go, my God, how old is she?
Yeah, that's okay.
Old enough to tell you what to do.
Yeah,
that's right. Old enough to teach you.
You started leasing apartments, you know. Pre-birth, that's fine. Mom was good.
Yes.
Knowing you how to do it, you know.
That's right.
But I mean, so you've been in the industry for a long time. And, you know, and I think of all of the different people that listen to the show in school, wanting to get in the industry, and even for all of us. So as an educator, any quotable quote, tip that you like to share with your training classes or you feel would be appropriate to share with our audience today?
Absolutely. I don't think I have done a live training in the past 25 years that I did not say these words pretty much at the end. Knowledge is power. So never quit learning. Always keep learning more and more and more. Keep your knowledge level up. And I think it's never more important than it is now to just keep learning.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. I think we try to aspire to that every single day, you know, just keep at it. Like there's just, and especially with what you were talking about with technology and there's barriers to trying to bridge that with what we're used to doing. And now we're trying to, yeah, like just be open to it, have that open mind. So beautiful, beautiful takeaway. We appreciate you sharing that. So where can people connect with you? Is it okay? To connect with
Oh, yeah. Should I give out my personal cell phone or should I just say LinkedIn and Facebook?
That's up to you. You might get all kinds of spam.
Yeah, you never know. But yeah, I think I'm pretty easily found on Facebook, LinkedIn, and, you know, Jonathan, if they need to, they can get in touch with you and you can find me.
Or me. I know how to get you too, girl.
That's right. That's right.
I'll lead them to the path.
Very good. Very good.
You're on speed text.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I mean, for everyone listening, make sure you connect with Jamie. Mark and I have known her for quite a few years and well-respected in the industry, a good friend of ours, and we've appreciated her hard work as an educator. And so we're so, so, so grateful to have her on the show today. And don't forget to check out Mark's website, howcreativeconcepts.com. Another fantastic industry trainer who's been touring the area and giving and you say it, Mark. I'm totally losing my words here. Okay, Jamie, you say it.
He's been sharing the wealth of his knowledge with everybody that'll listen because that is one smart cookie.
There you go.
Oh, thank you. I couldn't say it better myself.
But to find out more information, go to howlgreatconcepts.com. Yeah, absolutely. So thank you so much. My name is Jonathan Saar. This is episode 16, The Human Interaction, Where Has It Gone? And you can learn more about our company at marketmesocial.co. But it has been a genuine pleasure to have Jamie Lee here as our guest today. And we look forward to having you on a future episode. And thank you, Mark, as a co-host. Wonderful job. Beautiful discussion. We'll see everybody next time for episode 17. Take care, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye.